The late Ray Charles was an artist whose voice is so distinctive, so original, that it's instantly recognizable.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
When the director Taylor Hackford decided to bring the Ray Charles story to the big screen, he knew the project had great potential and great risk. The biopic would only work if he could find just the right actor, someone who could embody Ray Charles, the way he moved, the way he spoke, the way he sang.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
At first, the actor Jamie Foxx may not have seemed like a natural choice for the role. He'd made his name as a comedian and in film, usually playing tough guy roles. But there's more to his resume. Foxx is a trained classical pianist and a gifted singer. He convinced the filmmakers that he could become Ray Charles on screen.
Oh, yeah!
Ray!
Ray,
that's sacrilegious!
What?
It's a gospel song.
I know what it is. I wrote it.
Jamie Foxx stopped by our studios recently to talk about the challenge of playing Ray Charles.
You know, usually the impersonation was, oh, you're Georgia. That as opposed to, you know, the thing is, man, it's really, you know, the voice and the nuance of him, how he orders his food, how he speaks to his woman, how he talks to his kids. So it was a long process in order to get to not playing Ray Charles, but actually being Ray Charles.
And there are great physical demands.
Yes, very, very.
And how did you do that? And how did you understand that I'm finally here? I finally am Ray Charles.
Well, here's it. When I met Ray, he says, if you could play the blues, you could do anything. So we started playing the blues on tandem pianos with each other. And we started singing back and forth. And then, you know, he said, that, you know, the kids got it. And he walked out. Taylor Hackford says, listen, Ray is in the studio. Why aren't you here? And I said, well, Ray is 72 right now. If I learn the older Ray right now, we're never going to be able to get to the 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old Ray. He said, well, what do you think we should do? I said, well, we got to find footage. He said, there is no footage. There was no 40s and 50s people, you know, walking around with video cameras like today. Quincy Jones, however, you know, I asked Quincy, I said, you know, how was Ray like?
No, really, Ray truly was a pioneer, you know, and you know, I have a tape. Maybe I can help you out.
And he gives me this cassette tape, and on the cassette tape, it says, hi, this is Donna Shore from the Donna Shore Show. Here were two very wonderful musicians in Kenny Rogers and Mr. Ray Charles. And in the back you hear, hello, you know, Donna, you know, I'm just so happy to be here. You know, the music. And his voice was way high. And we took that, and we were very, very particular on when should his voice change now. Because we go from a kid to 18 all the way to 64, and we gradually use that pattern, that DNA, and change the voice as we went on. So you see him, you see Ray evolving into, you know, into a man.
I mean, you told me to find my own voice. Well, B, this is it.
But it ain't right to be changing gospel music, and it is.
And what? It devil music? Evil music? You think I'm evil, B? Look, I've been performing gospel and blues all my life. It's who I am. And if I'm going to do my own thing, I got to be natural, right?
Physically, when you listen to the music and you have to think about what you have to do to get into that role, where do you have to go to do that?
You have to go back in time. When you look at Ray and when he started his journey going across America, which was very, you know, there was colored bathrooms, was, you know, whites only. And here's a guy who can't see any of that, but somehow was able to use his brain and his way of talking, his way of manipulation. That's what helped me, because to be able to do it and not see it, because I was actually blind every day too. They put prosthetics over my eyes. So when you can't open your eyes for 6 hours, you start to lose sense of things. And like people's voices became like very, very tiny and very almost... it was heightened. Like I was talking to Taylor Hackford, and I said, listen, man, I can hear you, but could you tell the person to stop tapping the pencil? He said, who's tapping the pencil? And looks way over a few feet back, and somebody's tapping the pencil. So all of your senses started to change.
Did you start to wear the prosthetics weeks or months before you actually started
shooting?
Yeah,
we had
shooting?
To do it. We did it about, I would say, like a month out. But we had to figure it out. First, we glued my eyes shut, which didn't work.
You'd glue
your
eyes
shut? Oh, it was horrible. And then we went to a silicone, which we couldn't get the silicone off. So my eyes were like red. I had to go to the doctor and, you know, get things done to it. But once we found the right prosthetic we needed to make it really happen, to make it look real, once we took the glasses off, it still looked as if it was real skin. That's when it became a little easier for me.
I want to ask you something that relates both to you and to Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. You're both incredible mimics.
Yeah.
You're both, you know, you're, yeah. and you are yeah. and he was.
Yeah.
Incredibly good at impersonation.
Uh-huh.
And as you were acting in this film, you needed to impersonate
yeah.
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if, you know, the difference between impersonation uh-huh. and improvisation.
Yeah.
Are they the yin and yang? Are they opposites? And is that true in acting and in comedy?
Here's the thing. Impersonation will kill you in a biopic. You have to channel it. It has to be really you. And you'll feel it. Because, and say for instance, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, everybody plays it like, but the real Mike Tyson, you know, for the longest time, you know, me and Robin and I, you know, we really went through some things, you know, as far as Don King, and we taught. And that's where you start to feel it, where it's starting to click in. And that's the thing with Ray. It was like, get past the impersonation, and now you can say anything you want to, and we're going to improv within that, meaning that we already have that character locked down.
Now, what's the Ray Charles song that means the most to you?
Wow.
There are so many to choose
well,
from.
You see how I'm stumped like that? Because it was in the movie, I became attached to so many.
Which ones were you attached to?
Oh, Marianne.
Oh, yeah.
You got that? Do they have Marianne? You know, you look so... Da-da-da. Play that, and you'll understand where hip-hop comes from when you play Marianne. You got everything in there right now. You got this right here is like travel. This is Italy. This is London. This is
wind blowing.
This is wind blowing.
Gosh, your forehead.
Calypso. This is him taking everything and putting it to the stew. He says, "I got something." And then on top of that, he's dealing with a situation where he's married, he's got a kid, but it's something about this woman that I gotta talk about. And the name happens to be...
Well, now, oh, Mary Ann, you know you sure look fine.
I can see Mary Ann, too.
Yeah.
She's curvy.
Yeah, now she's as curvy as that woman. And you know the thing, you know why it's so important? The way he sings it? Because he has mapped out Mary Ann. He took his hands and put his hands all over her face, and he touched every part of her, all down her neck, her hips, everything.
Well, now, baby, don't you know? Don't you know, baby?
He's feeling Marianne. Now, swing it.
Let's talk about it.
Ray Charles died this year on June 10th. It was a very sad day.
Yeah.
Was a rough cut of this film completed so he could see it before
that's
he died?
That's the one thing that is that if you believe in spirit and spirituality, then you will believe this story. When he watched it, basically he was saying, "You guys got it. My life is complete now." We knew shortly after the movie was finished that something wasn't right with Ray. He didn't want people to know. He didn't want people feeling sorry for him. Now, everybody wanted Ray to be here so he could still get his flowers while he was here. But it's almost like classic Ray Charles. He says, "I don't really need that," in a sense. And then he walked into the sunset like all of our heroes.
Jamie Foxx, thanks for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
It sure has.
Jamie Foxx plays Ray Charles in the upcoming film simply titled Ray. The film opens on October 29th.